Okay, we're in Parak Tesav and Hilchos Gedolah Aveda, and then we're going to go into various halachas about if you come across a lost object, whether that object was placed there on purpose, and therefore you should not try and pick it up and return it because it's not lost, and vice versa. So halacha aleph, kol motzei aveda ben sheish basimim ben shein basimim. So if I find a lost item, whether it has a sign to identify it or not, matzah derech hanacha, if I found it in a way that it was set there on purpose, I can't touch it. Because maybe the owners put it there until they come back to pick it up. And if I go ahead and actually move the object from its predetermined position, and now that assuming let's pretend that item had no sign in it, I've actually caused my friend, my fellow Jew, to lose his money. Because now the object has been misplaced and there's no siman on it, there's no way to return it back to the owner. That is something that has a sign on it. Now what you've done is you made it so that the guy has to run after you. To give you the simon. Therefore, I can't touch it. Unless I see it in a way where it looks like it has fallen out, not been placed there. I don't stop it. Even if he's in question, if he's not sure if it's lost or placed there with intent, we shouldn't touch it. Now, if he goes ahead and takes it and violates the Isser in doing so, he can't return it back to that place. And now, even though he's over the Isser, if this thing has no distinct sign on it, Zachavo, he now owns it, and he doesn't have to return the object anymore. Now, any item that I find that, whether it has a, what do you call it, that has a simon on it, whether it was placed there with intent, or I assumed it fell there accidentally, whether it's in a private or public domain, I must make the announcement. Now, what does it mean that it's placed there with intent? So, for instance, I see a donkey or a cow wandering through the, what do you call it, along the road during the day, like pasturing. Or I find, for instance, like, let's say a pitcher buried in garbage. Then I raise a legal van, I shouldn't touch him. Shnemar nidchim. Let's say I found a donkey, the Kaleb Apuchim, or let's say a Kli, like that jug sitting on top of the garbage, part of Ratzabin Akramim. Sorry, let's say I found a donkey and the things that he that are on his back are upside down. What do you call it? Ratzabin Akramim, or a cow running through a vineyard. Kli Magula Ashba, or let's say that pitcher sitting on top of the garbage. Then I raise Aveda, that's considered loss. The note to all machers, I must pick it up and make the announcement that it was lost. If I see a donkey or a cow feeding in a normal place ordinarily that it would normally be in at night, that's considered lost. So if he saw it at, let's say, the end of the day, or the beginning of the day, Imra Osan, if he saw it 3 days, one after the other, it's considered lost, he must announce. If he sees a cow running down the road, if it's facing the city, angel of it's not considered lost, copy of there, but if it's facing the field, that's considered lost. Let's say I found a cow wandering along, wandering within the vineyard, I must return to Veda's karka because the cow is going to damage the person's vineyard. Therefore, if the vineyards belong to a non-Jew, ain't aveda, it's not considered lost, so ain't the chayav hachzer, I'm not obligated to return it. And let's say he's concerned that maybe the non-Jew will kill the animal when he sees what's happened to the vineyard. Therefore, it's considered to be lost, and you must take it and announce that you found the cow. If you find a cow in a public domain, if it's outside the outer limits of the city, as established by Hilchos Shabbos, Hai B'Hachshu, must return it. Haisa Ro'a B'Asavim. Let's say it's pasturing in grass, O Shehaisa B'Refes, or let's say it's in a barn, She'ena Mishmeres, it's not guarded, Ve'ena Me'avedes, Lo Yigavah She'en Tovida. So I shouldn't touch it because I can't assume it is lost. Matzah Kardam Watalis Fitzah get there. Let's say I found a shirt or a mini, like a spade at the side of a wall. I raise Lo Yigavah, I shouldn't touch it. Matzah B'Sratia. If I see it, what do you call it, in like a smaller path that the seaboard uses, it's never lost. The note will not raise, I must pick it up and announce it that it was lost. The Allah above, 1 second. Matzah goes also mikusharim mikansehen umedadin akar gather akar hagafa vishvilin shibasados. So let's say I find a bunch of small little birds that wings are tied together and they're hopping around behind a wall, or let's say in a sada in the fields. I shouldn't touch them because I can assume the owners put them there on purpose. If I took them, they belong to me. Let's say we're tied in a way where the knot itself is an indicative, a distinct indication of what the, of how to identify the object. So do I find them fixed in a certain place. I have to announce it, because the place itself can be considered a simon. Let's say I find a pitcher, for instance, and the garbage that's sealed, I can't touch it. But let's say it's garbage that's not usually taken away, and then the owner decides to clear the garbage away, even if I find it covered, no tomachris, I still must pick it up and announce that it was lost. So if they're small little utensils, you go and suck in and shred, like a knife or a spit. Even if they're buried in what they call garbage that's not taken away, noto umachris, I must go ahead and pick it up and announce that it was lost. If I find fruits that are scattered all over the place, so if it looks like it was done on purpose, then I shouldn't touch them. But if it looks like they fell out, they're mine. So do I find small bundles of grain inside the public domain. There's no sign on them. So these are all cases of, for instance, bundles of figs, commercially made loaves of bread, strings of fish, pieces of meat, wool, bundles of other types of material like flax and purple wool. All these, if I find them, are either shalot, they belong to me, neshi imen simon, because there is no simon on them. Neshi imen simon, but if there is a distinct sign, no markers, I pick them up and announce. Shesimon aser lidros, harayu simon. Because a distinctive mark on the object that is there, and yet at the same time, through walking over it for a period of time, that simon will disappear. That's still considered to be a valid simon. But if I found bread baked by the private citizen, the gizit semer of a kuklos, the base uman, or let's say processed wool that's already been dyed by the experts, kadayayin, kadayayin, kadishemen, jugs of wine or oil, kai bahakrish, I have to announce, shakol iliash tam simon and muvakim, because all these have fixed permanent signs. And niftahu ha'ut sorosh al-yayin, the shemen are yashalot. However, if I went ahead and if it's during the period of time when the storehouses of wine and oil are opened up, then it belongs to me. Even if they're marked on the seal, because all the bottles of wine will all be marked with the same exact thing. That makes the bottles into a commercially made bread that has the same exact shape for all of them, and the same weight for all of them as well. Let's say you find small sheets of grain in a private domain. So if it looks like it fell down, then it belonged to me. If it looks like it was placed intentionally, I must announce, even though the item itself has no distinct sign, the place that it's placed in has a simon. Even though there's not a clear identifying simon. But if I find big bundles of grain, whether it's in a private or public domain, I must pick them up and announce. Chares, so let's say I find a bunch of figs, and inside there's like a little piece of let's say earthenware. Kikar v'sofamo, so let's say a loaf of bread that has a coin inside. Chatipa shavasa shim b'shuna bechatipasa, or a piece of meat that's cut in a way that's abnormal. Dog nashuk, or a fish that's been bitten. V'chol piyot zvelu. Ho v'yesh ben shinoi, since there's a change in them, some unique chay v'hakets. I must announce shlo asom ba'lein elasimim, because we can assume these changes in the items were made as a purposeful simon. Let's say I find fruits that are scattered all over where there are piles of grain. So as long as it is the measure of the size of a kav against a square of 4x4 amos, then I can keep that measure. Because we can assume the owners aren't going to go ahead and try to collect all that. amos, but they're spread out in an area less than the 4 amos. Well, you go, man, I shouldn't talk to Shem Abayin and Yukum Sham. We can assume the owners put it there. Amos. Let's say there's a mix in the measurements. Let's say, for instance, half a kav in a square that's 2 by 2, or multiple kavim in 4 and 8. Or let's say the fruits are spread out. The kav amount are made of different types of fruits. Gom shum shaman, tamar mamonim, like for instance, sesame seeds, dates, and pomegranates. Called elusafek. Chazal aren't sure what to do. The vigachol, you shouldn't pick them up. The imnatal, however, if you did pick them up, inochai v'hakras, you can keep them. You don't have to go make the announcement that they're lost. Now, motse tzibori peros or peros kepli or klei kamos shehu chai v'hakras. Let's say a person finds a collection of fruits, or fruits in a container, or an empty container that would hold fruits. He must go ahead and announce that he found it. Matzah pli l'fanav peros. Let's say he finds a container and there's fruit in front of it. Harei shelo haperos, he can keep the fruits. Akli notal makros, but the vessel he must announce. Shani Omer, because I'll say, Akli shel echad v'haperos shel acher, because I can vary in both simon, because I could say is that the kli belongs to one person, the fruits to someone else, and there's no simon on the fruits. Then Marin Varam Shahin Shah Adam Echa, but let's say it's clear that it belongs to one person. Chai v'hacheres, I must go ahead and announce it was lost. Halach yudah. Ketzad. So what's an example? Hayu chorei kli l'fnei haperos. Let's say the back of the kli is facing the fruit. Harei ilah shelo, then I can keep it. Hayu pnei kli l'fnei haperos. But let's say the front of the kli is facing the fruits. Choshen shamin at the nishpachu. We can have a reasonable concern and suspicion that the fruits tumbled out of the kli. Imayu kli aganim. Let's say the kli has like what do you call it? Rims and handles. Api shapano kapei peros. Even though it's facing the fruits, Harei ilah shelo, I can keep them. Shlo nishpachu min hakli. Because if they did spill from the kli, right? So they were still stuck in, stay in the kli because of the lip, of the rim, of the kli. How you mix us the pears with kli, and mix us the bars. Let's say some of the fruits are in the container and some of them are on the ground. Chai v'hakaris, I must go ahead and announce. Halacha tesvav. Badarech. Let's say I find berries on the road. A field beside sada steak tzitzos, even by the side of a field, it's still a berry tree, of berry bushes, or the shalom, I can keep the berries. So too a fig that is here it means like a bush, a berry bush that hangs over the road. But we'll say it's fig. Let's say this small type of fig that hangs over the road, and I find things underneath it. Mutaros mishum, right? So I can go ahead and take them, and there's no iser of robbing. Even if you lost on the message, because what we can assume is that the berries, when it falls to the ground, they become disgusting. And also, I don't have to give myself one either. About zisim v'cheruvim, but when it comes to olives and carobs, in such a case, also prohibit me for to take them. Let's say dates that are blown off by a tree, they're mutter for me to take. Because we can assume the owners are permits others to take them. That's the assumption. The dates from the date tree belong to orphans. We assume they won't forgive you and allow you to take them. Therefore, it's asurin. So too, if the owner of the field makes this field ownerless, or I'm sorry, if the what do you call it? If the owner of the field is very uptight and doesn't about all his fruits, and how does he demonstrate he's uptight about it? He puts a fence around the trees, or tikin a makom shiplabo on the volos. Actually, lock it under. He makes an area around the date trees where it's going to collect all the fruits that come, of the dates that come off, and he'll collect them. Then, a regular surah, these are prohibited. Because we can clearly see his intent is not to allow you to take these things. Let's say a cat that's out of control that kills little kids. Usur l'kaimo, so you can't, it can't be kept by his owner. There's no robbery here if I take it. Nor is there idea of returning it. Alfi she'or moil, even if its hide is worth money. Rather, anyone who finds it, acquires it, kill it, and then you can keep the skin. Let's say a bird is found within 50 amos of its birdhouse. It belongs to the owner of the birdhouse. If it's outside of the 50, it belongs to the person who found it. She'ina gozel madada yeser al chamishim amos, because the robber, what do you call it? It doesn't apply for more than 50 amos away. Nimsa, let's say the bird's found between two bird houses. Harayu shal kavra, belongs to the one closer. Maxal, but if it's half a between the two, then you divide up the worth of, you take the worth of the dove and divide the proceeds between both bird house owners. It's only when there's an equal number of doves in each bird house. But if one Bernas is lots of them, halacha acharov, we go after the majority, even if it's very far away. That ends Parak Tesvav, and we will continue with Parak Tesvav next time.